I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 28th. A historic granite house in West Quincy may be saved. In a social media post, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will inquire about saving the home at 92 Willard Street that is slated to be torn down to make way for a new 58-unit apartment complex. The house was built in the 1830s out of full Quincy granite blocks and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. During a recent public hearing about the apartment proposal, residents expressed concern about losing a piece of Quincy granite history. Koch says the owner, Greg McDonald, has agreed to donate the house to the city, which may move it to the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum off Rashudi Drive. McDonald also owns the Common Market restaurant across the street. Koch says the city may be able to use community preservation funds to move the house and then reassemble it at the museum site. Koch says the museum may be able to use that house for exhibits. The Marina Bay Ferry will offer expanded service this year. The MBTA has purchased a dedicated ferry for Quincy. It will run from April 28th to November 26th, with stops at the Seaport, Logan Airport, and the Aquarium. With the addition of a dedicated boat for Quincy, riders can expect increased trip frequency. And for the first time, weekend service will also be available beginning May 24th and running until October 12th on a route for Quincy and Winthrop with stops at the Seaport, Logan Airport, and the Aquarium. A one-way trip will still be $6.50, and parking at Squantum Point Park will still be free. A new bill being proposed by a group of Massachusetts lawmakers aims to set strict new limits on sports gambling. State Senator John Keenan of Quincy pitched his Better Health Act at a forum on Wednesday at the State House. The bill seeks to increase the tax rate on online betting platforms, ban sports betting advertising during game broadcasts, require online sports betting companies to double their financial contributions to the state's public health trust fund, and more. He likened the rise of online betting to the emergence of the opioid crisis. The legislature and former Governor Baker, now president of the NCAA, legalized sports betting in August of 2022. It went live in early 2023. Massachusetts requires that people be at least 21 years old to bet on sports, and sports betting companies are supposed to have mechanisms in place to know who is betting and to identify when someone may be exhibiting signs of dangerous behavior. According to the Boston Globe, Massachusetts residents have wagered over $13 billion on sports betting platforms since mobile sports platforms went live in the state in March of 2023. Calls to the state's Problem Gambling Helpline have also risen sharply, with over 3,000 calls in 2023, up from about 1,300 the year before. Among monthly gamblers who participated in online surveys conducted in 2014, 2022, and 2023, the percentage experiencing gambling problems jumped from 12% in 2014 to 20% in 2022 and 25% in 2023. Gambling industry representatives balked at Keenan's proposal, saying that if approved, sports betting in Massachusetts would be more heavily regulated than in any other state. The newly formed Women's Elite Rugby League is coming to Quincy on Saturday. The Boston Banshees will play the TC Gemini at Veterans Memorial Stadium Saturday at 7 p.m. An estimated 3,000 spectators are expected to attend the game. There are six teams in the newly formed league. The Banshees will return to Veterans Memorial Stadium on April 19th to play the New York Exile. Quincy is also home to the New England Free Jacks male rugby team. A team from North Quincy High School competed against a team from St. John's High School on GBH's high school quiz show back in February. The first episode will air this Saturday at 6 p.m. on Channel 2. That show is in its 16th season. The Neponset River Watershed Association will host an event about how extreme weather affects the coastline called One River, Two Events. This free event will be held Saturday from noon to 2 at the Adams Inn in North Quincy. Lane closures are taking place along Furnaceburg Parkway between Armory Street and Newport Avenue in Quincy weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. through May 25th for reconstruction. In addition, repaving will begin Monday on Newport Avenue from Furnaceburg Parkway to Cedar Street. Both projects are part of National Grid's North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. Buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains Saturday and Sunday between JFK, UMass, and Braintree for signal upgrades. The commuter rail will also be free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. Well, a former U.S. Postal Service employee pleading guilty yesterday in federal court in Boston to embezzling over $18,000. 47-year-old Christine Hedges of Brockton pleaded guilty. She'll be sentenced on June 18th. Hedges was indicted by a federal grand jury last March. She began working for the Postal Service around 2020, most recently as a lead sales and service associate in Brockton. From about October of 2021 to August of 23, Hedges engaged in a scheme to steal United States Postal Service funds for her personal use. As part of the scheme, Hedges generated for her own use no-fee money orders without a customer physically present at her customer window, and which a customer did not request. Hedges also stole cash from her workstation and often tried to conceal her theft by replacing the cash with fraudulent money orders. Hedges generated about 64 fraudulent no-fee money orders. Of those, 11 were made out to her boyfriend or a family member. From about August of 23 to about August 14th of 2023, surveillance from above Hedges' workstation shows that she on at least one occasion removed cash from her assigned drawer, put it in her pocket. In all, Hedges stole almost $19,000 in postal funds. For the charges, she faces a sentence of up to 10 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. Now, Karen Reed's latest effort to delay the start of her retrial was denied yesterday, paving the way for jury selection to begin next week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit affirmed a previous decision by the U.S. District Court ruling yesterday that her motion to stay the state court proceedings pending appeal is moot. The defense requested federal intervention a day after Judge Beverly Cannoni of Norfolk Superior Court denied a defense motion to delay the start of the case, citing concerns about scheduling the jury pool. The filing in federal court requested that the federal court intervene by ordering a stay until there's been time for the First Circuit to issue a ruling on the appeal. Specifically, they wanted the start of the trial pushed back until April 28. They say this is because starting the trial could violate her double jeopardy rights. With the motion now denied, Reed's second trial will start on schedule, with jury selection set to begin next Tuesday. More than $3 million worth of food usually sent to Massachusetts food banks was canceled by the U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday, according to the Greater Boston Food Bank. A total of $2.3 million of the $3.3 million was scheduled to go to the Greater Boston Food Bank, which is about 105,000 cases of foods like chicken, milk, eggs, apples, canned vegetables, and canned salmon. The cuts will affect more than 600,000 people who look to receive monthly food from one of the 600 food pantries in Massachusetts. During the Greater Boston Food Bank's fiscal year 2024, 17% of its food supply came from the USDA. Every year, one in three Massachusetts residents experiences food insecurity. Massachusetts food banks are not alone. The USDA cuts are happening in every state and are part of the overall reductions by President Trump's administration to reduce federal spending. Well, it does not look like Governor Healey's proposal to remove the sales tax exemption from candy in Massachusetts will be supported by fellow Democrats on Beacon Hill. According to the State House News Service, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy suggested at a pharmaceutical conference this week that the House will not be adopting that measure in Healey's $62 billion budget. He also expressed concerns about a proposed tax on prescription drugs and applying tobacco taxes to synthetic nicotine pouches. Healey's budget proposed changing state law so that candy is no longer considered an essential food, like fruit, meats, and vegetables that are exempt from the 6.25% sales tax. Massachusetts is one of 11 states that exempt candy from the sales tax. The governor estimated that eliminating that sales tax exemption on candy could have raised $25 million in new revenue. Healey had also proposed a tax on prescription drugs that would charge pharmacies 6% per prescription, or $2, whichever is less. It would have raised $145 million to help pay for the Mass Health program. Mariano told reporters he worries the tax proposals could be bad for Massachusetts. A check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 155. The NASDAQ lost 94. And the S&P fell 18. Asian stocks also lower. The dollar dropped. The euro is down. Oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Rangers. Opening day in Texas, 5-2. We'll continue that series at 8:05 tonight. Celtics will be in San Antonio Saturday night at 10. The Bruins will be in Detroit Saturday night at 8. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for a cloudy day with a chance of a shower, high of 56. For tonight, cloudy, a low 37. Scattered showers throughout the day tomorrow with a high 41. Sunday, some morning showers and a high 40. And still wet on Monday, but warming up, high Monday, 65. Well, the boater waves 2 feet, winds west 10 to 15, gusting to 25, high tide 11:09 a.m. Sunrise 6:32, sets at 7:05. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 3 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 28th.